Here's a question. If your relatives or friends stand with you, by the way, I can think of nothing worse, but where would you take them in Northern Ireland? Where are the best spots to show off this place and give them a good day out? We're asking this because Belfast is back in the headlines for more tourism success. This year, Belfast Port will host a record 89 cruise ships. Four locations here have been listed as popular with cruise ship visitors: Titanic, Belfast, John's Causeway, Hillsborough Castle and Mount Stuart. So where should you go in Northern Ireland if you were deciding where to bring all of these cruise ship visitors? Andrew McVeigh and Basil McRae with us this morning. Andrea, good morning, good morning. Basil, where would you bring them, Basil?
Dundrum Castle. That would be my number one. I was there yesterday with the grandkids and it's spectacular. Real castle. You can climb right up into the middle of it. Tremendous views looking over Dundrum Brae and down to the moors. Brilliant. Couldn't beat it.
Andrea?
Well, I had a friend over from England about a month ago, 2 months ago, I think it was. The very first thing we did, brought her for an Ulster fry. Absolutely. We went somewhere in the city centre, alleged to be the best Ulster fry in Belfast. I'm sure there are others, but it's all about the bread. And we sent her no baked beans for a start, no mushrooms. It's all about the bread.
I'd rather go for a fry with you, Andrea, rather than go to the castle with Basil.
Stephen, you just haven't lived. You've got to get up there. You should do it, Stephen. You could do it. You could climb right to the top.
I'd be climbing nowhere.
But I think you could squeeze in.
No, food is an important part of our culture. The next thing we did, we took her to St. George's Market. And, I mean, again, it sounds like we're gorbs and all the food is eight, but she said she had the best hamburger he had ever had from St. George's Market.
Anyway, we shouldn't be talking about hamburgers, should we? We should be talking about all of the tourist spots in Northern Ireland.
St. George's Market is a tourist spot because she was
able to... St. George's Market is a tourist spot.
Yes, because it's a historic building for a start. It's in the city centre, so we're able to talk to her about the history and the location of the city centre, how it's an old market, how it fell into disrepute. I mean, I remember in the 80s, it was still running and nobody went to it, then it got this regeneration. It was a symbol of Belfast regeneration itself, and it's a fascinating place. All the local craft people go there.
Here's a question.
Full of crack and full of chat.
Here's a question, Basil. Do you reckon in any town in Northern Ireland, if the local residents tried hard enough, they'd be able to find something to show a tourist?
You see, I think that's
in any town, or do you think?
Yeah. No, I think the best thing about Northern Ireland is the people. And the problem for people coming off cruise ships is they wander around rather lost. You know, the whole thing, it's not like Disney. You need to know where to go and who to speak to and have a bit of crack and do all of that. Frankly, pretty hard to do if you're only there for a day. So I just think Northern Ireland is wonderful, but you've got to know where to go to.
But do you think, you know, all of those towns, yeah, I'm thinking of places in Northern Ireland that have maybe got a hard time over the years. You know, what is there to do in Larne? What is there to do in Ballymena? Do you think if the local people of those towns searched hard enough, they would find little jewels to show a tourist or not? Are there just some places where you would keep your friends, your relatives and the tourists out of?
What you've got to remember is that Northern Ireland in its history was a mega city. Lots and lots of things happened. You look over Cave Hill, you know that Cave Hill was the giant in Gulliver's Travels. You know, that's what the wrote a book about it. You go through and look at all of that, the literature that's around. You look at the Bronte homeland down towards the Mourns. All of these stories that I think sometimes some people have forgotten about. But if you get into it, it's a wonderful, wonderful
place. Let me give you an example, Andrea, right? Let me give you a few examples. Imagine someone in a tourist getting into a taxi and being taken to Port of Ogie. What on earth would you do? You'd just have to sleep. You'd have to sleep. Imagine if you got into a taxi and you were taken to Larne. Imagine going on a day trip to Larne.
You'd do the same as people do anywhere all over the world. You walk around the city centre, you walk around the town.
Right, so let's take Larne as an example. You walk around what?
Well, there's shops in Larne. I mean, there's pubs in Larne and restaurants and cafes. You go in, you meet the people. You have a bit, as Basil said, you know, you meet the people. You walk around, you talk to people, and you find out about the place from there. Then you find out about recommendations. I mean, my husband and I were in a bar in America once. Got chatting to the guy beside us. Didn't know where to go on the next stop. He recommended somewhere. We got in our car the next day and went to the place he recommended. It's all about getting the word from the locals as well. You can
word
go to anywhere.
Locals.
I've been
problems.
I just walk around, went to the shops, had something to eat, meet the people, find out a bit about the history, look it up.
So all you can do, you see, if you what you keep on reverting back to is taking people to eat. I'm trying to say, look, in terms of, excuse me, the beauty of our place and the infrastructure and historical buildings and exciting things to do and see. You know, imagine again, imagine getting stuck in Ballymena for the day.
You just want people phoning up shouting, yeah, well, what about going to Fantasy Island for the day? What would people do there? If you had to bring somebody there, what would they do? Sit and look at your collection of radio trophies?
Basil?
Well, I think if you weren't going to Ballymena, you'd probably pick up some of the Game of Thrones sites. You'd have a look around that. You'd probably go climb Slemish. You'd have a drive down to Ballycastle, go through the Grahams of Antrim. You'd head up to Giant's Causeway, Port Rush, Dunseverick. I mean, there's loads and loads of things to do. I will tell you that Larne is a trickier one to sort out precisely. But just as we're saying there, you ask the locals and they'll say, just go down the road, there you go, and meet somebody. We've got things that we don't even worry about, like past presidents of the United States came from this place. That's on the way to Larne, you know. There's all sorts of things you can do, but people have to use their imagination a bit, which is maybe a bit trickier if you're not from about these parts.
Paul, morning, Paul.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Stephen, the greatest thing about Larne is its view in your rearview mirror as you're leaving it. There's nothing there at all worth watching.
Well, now, I can see some of the residents of Larne here ringing with some suggestions. I don't know, let's take somewhere else to be.
I spent a week there one day.
Did you? A week?
Did indeed.
One day.
I have a mate that lives there, and he's 60 years of age, but he reckons he's 180 and it's taken that long to get that age.
Bangor? Is there much to do in Bangor? Imagine taking a tourist to Bangor.
Well, there's plenty to do in Bangor.
I mean, like what?
Well, the marina.
Great coast walk.
There's Pecky Pool. It's a beautiful walk. Plus, just, again, you know, just walking around. See, look, if you're a tourist, even maybe you're not the ideal tourist. Because if you're a tourist, if I went to Bangor, I'd be looking at the architecture. Mm. I'd be looking at the buildings. I'd walk down to the marina.
What architecture is there worth noting in Bangor?
Victorian villas around where Pecky Pool is, all those beautiful.
So you're going to take them to see the ducks and Pecky Pool.
Well, yes. I mean, why would you go anywhere on holiday? You go for a change of scenery. It doesn't matter where the scenery is, whether you like cities or whether you like the country.
Here's Raymond. I mean, morning, Raymond. Sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning, Raymond.
How are you?
Terrible. I'm terrible. Every time my tonsils get sore, I know that I'm coming. A turn's coming on.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Well, go to Warren Point.
Warren Point.
Yes. And take a good long walk along that lovely new promenade that they've made. And meet the people of Warren Point. They're delightful people to meet.
So you get all these tourists coming off a cruise ship.
Yes.
And you say, we're taking you a walk along a promenade.
No. And you look, when you walk along the promenade, if you look over to your right-hand side, you're looking right over Carlingford Lough. Tourists like scenery.
Right, so once the tourist, right? So yeah. Once the tourist gets off this cruise ship, and spends what? How long would it take you getting to Newry? I don't understand Northern Ireland in terms of geography. How long would it take? An hour from Belfast?
Not at all. I can go in 40 minutes from Lurgan.
Right. Well, let's say we're talking about the cruise ship, though. So you come off at Belfast, right? Let's say it takes an hour. So you have a look at your scenery for 2 minutes. What do you do next?
There's no 2 minutes.
What's the Chinese man or the Spanish woman or the Dutch guy or the rich American? What do they do next after they've looked at your promenade?
Down the main street, there's plenty of shops. There's plenty of souvenir shops that they all like, the Americans, the Australians.
Shops like what?
That sell Irish souvenirs. Local souvenirs.
She can get those off the internet.
There's Narrow Water. There's right up Kilbroney. If you go, be a good walk for you, Stephen. and me as well, right up to the top, to the big stone, and you can look right over County Down.
Can you?
Yes. And as well as that, there's right through the mountains from Wern Point, Ross Trevor, right into Kilkeel. You go through the heart of the mountains. I had my cousin and his wife is just away back to Australia on Wednesday. I had them in Wern Point, and all around that way, he hadn't been there from he was 6 years old. And he was mesmerised with it. The scenery, the beauty, the way they have made up.
Raymond, thank you very much indeed. There's Raymond selling Wern Point, for goodness sake. The man should get a medal. Here's what we're doing today for all these cruise ships, a record 89 cruise ships at Belfast Port this year. So the tourist pops off the ship. Where could they go in Northern Ireland? And more to the point, where would you keep them away from? I remember Jim Rogers saying to me he would bring a tourist to the police stations, a police station tour. Right, we're asking this morning for all these cruise ship tourists, 89 cruise ships this year, Belfast Port, where would you bring them? And more to the point, where would you keep them away from? Jared and Fermanagh. Morning, Jared.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Stephen, if you come down to Fermanagh...
I've got to say, Jared, just as a little aside, Jared.
Yes.
That woman, Linda McCauley, does my head in.
Oh, Stephen, she's so nice to you.
All she does is talk.
But she's so, so nice to you.
Anyway, Fermanagh...
Yes, if you come down,
I
will take you out canoeing.
Canoe? Would I fit in the canoe?
Oh, I can guarantee you would fit in the canoe, all right.
And once you've done the canoe, come on. So if I was saying a day trip to Fermanagh, right?
Yes.
Cool. What would you do? So I arrive at 9 o'clock in the morning. What would you do?
Well, first of all, we'd take a packed lunch with us, or we'd head down to Davernish. At our own pace, no rush. And I can guarantee you would enjoy it. Then we can take you down to Davernish, and come out, go out, and have a walk around Davernish. Have you never been there, Stephen?
No, Davernish?
Oh, Stephen.
No.
Oh, I don't believe it.
And what about a building of historical significance? Where would you take me to?
In the Skillen Castle. All about the Maguires, about the Inniskillen Dragoon Guards, Inniskillen Fusiliers, all about World War I and World War II. You would love it.
Jared, thank you. John and Portadown. Morning, John.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm listening to you. People have been saying you're nothing to learn, there's nothing on different places to go.
Well, you're in trouble if you're from Portadown.
I live in Portadown.
Yes.
And I lived in Rathfield and Rose lived in Lima Valley for a while. Beautiful part of the country, lovely scenery and well, while we're in Portadown, within 30 miles, you've got beaches, and you got the moors. You have the scenery. You have County Armagh, the apple country. You know, there's plenty to see. It's not a matter of what the country is. Normally, Ireland is what you make it.
Yes, but if you're missing,
enjoy it.
But John, you're missing the point. Here's the point.
What's the point?
When you come off these cruise ships, right?
Aye.
You've got one day to impress those people because they're not going to hang around Portadown for a week. They're probably going to go back in the cruise ship and off they go to somewhere else. So it's about if you were given a day trip to these people,
aye,
could you pack in an exciting day in Portadown?
Well, I'm not a tour operator. Oh, not in Portadown.
No, but that's my point.
It's a large market town and then turn County Armagh. But Portadown has good points and so has Larne. And so are the moorns. And surely be an entertainment officer on board these big ships that can afford to employ somebody like that. And who can organise trips. And the tour companies would be put their spoke into the company and they know when they come to Belfast or wherever it is that they can get this, that and the other in the day trip. Well, there you are. That's just a side. I don't like anybody running down. I don't like Portadown. I don't like this. I don't like that.
John, thank you. Unfortunately, Norman is on the radio.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Norm.
Stephen, they all these one-horse towns.
Imagine you selling Bangor.
I'll sell you Bangor. Well, Bangor has an Olympic swimming pool. It has a leisure centre. It has Bangor Castle where you can do a tour around it. There's parks where you can go and walk, and there's shopping centres, there's Main Street shopping, there's restaurants and bars. It has a beach in Ballyhome. And then after the tourists are all exhausted doing all that, I would take them up to Stormont and then get
No, you couldn't. Couldn't take them up to Stormont.
They can get a subsidised lunch. It's taxpayers' money.
No. The whole point about this little game this morning is that if you had to keep them in your town, a day trip to Bangor,
would those tourists
come out wanting to go back home again?
Well,
or would they enjoy it?
They're on their way back home to the cruise ship, so we'll stop off in Stormont and we can have our lunch there. Subsidised food, a cheap lunch for them all. They'll be well fed. They'll have seen everything that they want to see in Bangor. So they will, by the time they get back to the cruise ship, they'll be satisfied. So they would.
Norman, thank you very much indeed. Lovely to talk to you. Don't ever come back on again. Richard and Dundall, then we need to talk to Councillor Chris McGimsey. Good morning, Richard.
Steve, we're just saying to your researcher, see, when you get
yes,
off the plane,
my little helper.
Vegas, where do you go? You go to your hotel. Then where's the next stop?
In Vegas.
One arm bonnet machine with places.
In Las Vegas.
Well, what have you actually seen in Vegas or any of the rest of these places you went to in America, Steve? I know it's a wee bit tongue in cheek, you're talking about Lorne and Bangor, Warren Point, and all the rest of it. But where do you go?
The only thing I'm doing here, Richard, is I'm saying if you were forced as your, wherever it is, well, where do you live? Dundonald.
That's correct.
Right. So if a tourist was coming to Dundonald, what would you show them?
A big bonfire.
There you go.
I'm only joking, Stephen. Can I take a joke?
Where would you show them?
We're quite honest with you. I find it hard to take them anywhere, to be quite honest with you. They say they go to the Peace Wall. Who wants to go to the Peace Wall and sign their name on the Peace Wall? I don't know. But there must be places. There's stacks of places throughout Northern Ireland.
So let's take East Belfast. That's where Dundonald is.
Right.
So if you had the whole of East Belfast to give a tourist a day trip, where would you take them?
Well, they're renovating the Conswater, the walkaway now, right from Castlereagh Hills right down to the shipyard at the moment. So there's a place. There's plenty of historic places along the way there. Where people can talk about it. But I'm throwing the onus back on you, Stephen. You said about people when they go there, they go there. When you go to Vegas, the only thing you play is the slot machines. Now, you could do that anywhere. You could do that in the boogies down in the village here. So why do you go to Vegas just to play a slot machine?
Now, I might get up there a wee bit more than just playing slot machines.
Oh, right. I'm not going to that.
No. Don't go into that. I tell you what, you never know what you get up to when you go to Vegas.
Stephen, I was going to say about Bangor. Norman there.
Vinny got his pink fluffy handcuffs in Vegas.
Oh, did I? Well, that's an hour day. But as I say, Norman, he would be a tourist attraction.
And his mask.
Oh, well. They maybe need a mask, you know what I mean? It's not Halloween yet. But Stephen,
yes,
thanks very much for putting me on again. But as I say,
yes,
there's plenty of places in Northern Ireland, plenty of historic places where people can enjoy themselves. They're only going to be here for a day. But I think if they keep coming back, they must be doing something right.
Richard, thanks a lot. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Okay, sure. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.